In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Why is Kyle Rittenhouse in the news locally? This is a guy who killed two people and was acquitted.
Yeah.
Polarizing figure, claiming self-defense. The killings happened during a Black Lives Matter protest in Wisconsin. He went to the area, I believe, looking for trouble. But, you know, the jury said it was self-defense. Very polarizing figure. But I guess he is going to be in the area for an event. It is the NEPA Republicans event, and it's coming on November the 22nd. Now, the Republican Party of Luzerne County is making it clear. They say they have no involvement, affiliation or connection with this event. Why are they distancing themselves from it?
I was surprised to find out that there is this. I think it looks like a rift in the sense of like, no. You're making us look like we all support you bringing him in.
Well, do they not support him? Because he seems to have been a darling of Republicans.
That's why I'm surprised. I thought he was, but.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Donald Trump sat and ate with him at Mar-a-Lago after he was acquitted. What's interesting to me is a lot of times these we call them mainstream Republicans or Republican groups that distance themselves from people who Donald Trump, who's the leader of their party himself, like is OK with. You know, didn't he also at one time dine with Nick Fuentes? And yeah, so now they're like, we don't want anything to do with. But anyway, NEPA Republicans, which I guess is separate from the Republican Party of Luzerne County.
Well, that's the Republican Party is making it very clear. Yeah. Like, this is the side group that's not us.
They are hosting a rally, a political one, at the Woodlands Inn and Resort later this month. T.J. Fitzgerald, founder and chairman of NEPA Republicans, said the purpose is for conservatives to espouse the values of the First and Second Amendments and make sure we keep them going. So I guess Teddy Daniels, Republican personality, will be at the event.
I'm seeing it.
Now, what's really interesting to me is that Rittenhouse was supposed to be speaking in Alabama, but they moved it to Luzerne County because the initial venue got a lot of criticism and flack about having them there. And it's just interesting to me. They go, oh, well, they'll take them in Luzerne County.
But how are the people with tickets in Alabama going to get here?
I don't.
Hey, if that's.
What the heck?
What do the kids say? That's not my bag. Is that what they say?
I don't know if that's a phrase. What they say.
I never saw him as a hero. I saw him as a kid who did something very stupid and probably should have known better and didn't. And he got lucky to get it. He got lucky to be acquitted. The fact that he's been put on a pedestal by some people is very odd.
It is sick.
I will not be attending this, but I'm very surprised that this is. And the Woodlands is getting a lot of pressure, too.
Yeah, they are. People have been contacting them to say, why would you do this? I find it interesting. In Alabama,
it's not too much wanted, for Alabama, yeah.
But Luzerne County, sure.
Sneak them in. No one will notice, they said. Here we are.
You have your First Amendment right to complain about it if you'd like to. So that is always what you can do.
But the official Republican statement, though, to say we have no involvement, no affiliation, no connection to this event, it's a strong statement. They could have just said, look, it's not an official event. You have a question.
Here's what they said. I want to make it absolutely clear that the Luzerne County Republican Committee is not associated with this event in any capacity. Our organization is focused on supporting Republican candidates, advancing conservative principles, and serving the people of Luzerne County through community engagement and outreach. So they want nothing to do with Kyle Rittenhouse. What do you guys think about this? Do you support it? Do you think the venue should hold this? Is it something that you think they should not do? Do you support him if you're a Republican? Or is this something that you think does not help the cause?
If you like what you hear, click follow.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.